This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and each Wednesday, we spend some time exploring the environmental topics important to our health and quality of life in Washtenaw County and the state of Michigan. Today, we're going to dive into environmental accountability. Now, on Valentine's Day of this year, two state lawmakers from Washtenaw County introduced companion bills in the Michigan House and Senate to reestablish policy that would create that kind of accountability again. 53rd District State Representative Yusuf Rabi of Ann Arbor introduced House Bill 4212, while 18th District State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor introduced an identical version as Senate Bill 116. These measures seek to hold polluters accountable for cleaning up the environmental messes they make. Senator Irwin is on the other end of the line, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me on, David.
A polluter pay law is nothing new in Michigan. One of your predecessors, Lana Pollack, sponsored a bill back in 1987 that actually became law. It forced the responsibility of cleaning polluted industrial sites onto the polluters themselves and generated some $100 million for the environment. But in 1995, during the Engler administration, that law was gutted. How similar is your bill to the Pollack law?
Well, I really appreciate you bringing up former Senator Lana Pollack's polluter pay law, because Representative Rabi and my bill is modeled after that approach. What we want to do is we want to restore the state's authority, the authority that the state used to have under the law to hold polluters accountable and require them to clean up their mess. And so we did model this legislation right off the legislation that former Senator Pollack passed many years ago.
Paint me a picture. How would things change if these bills actually become law?
Well, one of the things that our weakened environmental laws allow are what the department calls institutional controls, and that's a euphemism for just leaving the pollution in the ground. And the way that that's allowed is that our current law basically says that if you can demonstrate that your pollution isn't harming human beings now, then you're not required to clean it up. You're just required to monitor it. And one of the solutions that the state will employ is what I call institutional control. So, for instance, in Washtenaw County, we have a lackadaisical cleanup of the Paul Gelman plume. And as a result, the solution to that has been to basically cordon off a large number of aquifers over a huge geography in Washtenaw County and say to the public, now and for generations into the future, you can't use this water anymore. And those sorts of deed restrictions preventing people from using the water is an acceptable response activity under our current law. What Representative Rabi and I want to do is we want to restore the authority of the state regulators to hold the polluters accountable, to require them to clean it up to the extent that that is possible, and not to continue to engage in these institutional controls, which is just to essentially leave the pollution in place.
Would those changes only apply to new cases of pollution, though?
No, it would restore the department's authority to represent the citizens, to represent the public health of our citizens today and into the future, and to require real cleanup. And one of the things that's going to do is it's going to cause companies to react a little differently. Our laws right now, by allowing companies to just monitor and leave their pollution in place, really encourages companies to just sit on polluted land and to wait out the clock, so to speak.
Yeah, I think
it also really doesn't reward the good employers and the good companies that are doing right by our environment. It gives a big advantage to some of these more slack polluters.
So it would offer the opportunity to go back and retroactively deal with the 1,4-dioxane plume from Gelman Sciences, deal with the facility in Wixom responsible for PFAS contamination in the Huron River. Those are cases that could be taken forward.
And many more. I mean, there are polluted sites all over Michigan that are the legacy of our industrialization. Many of them are not being addressed adequately, and we want to restore the state's authority to address these sites adequately and make sure that they're really cleaned up.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. We're talking with State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor about his polluter pay bill that seeks to hold polluters financially and legally responsible for any contamination they may produce. I think the Engler administration called it risk mitigation, which is what you're talking about in terms of containment instead of remediation. But supporters of that current policy that we exist under today contend it's been good for Michigan business. It's helped keep corporate costs down, which in turn has contributed to low unemployment. Employment rates and a more robust economy. How do you respond to that?
Well, certainly when you do not require polluters to be held accountable and clean up their mess, that's good for their shareholders. There's no question about that. And that's one of the reasons why the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and other business groups in the state will fight very hard against environmental rules that might cause some of their members to bear real responsibility for their actions. To me, I think that's the only appropriate course of action, and I think that we need to hold these polluters accountable. And just because they can make a little bit of additional money by leaving pollution behind for us and for future Michiganders, that doesn't carry the day for me.
Some would contend that there is a moral obligation to cleaning up the messes that you make, but there's also that old political adage that you can't legislate morality. Isn't that in part what you're trying to do?
No, but I do think that there's a moral and ethical component here that is supported by the proposal that Representative Robbie and I have made. And what I mean by that is what I was alluding to earlier. Right now, when companies are really responsible and take their responsibilities to the public and environmental stewardship seriously, it comes at a cost to them and their shareholders. And we're providing a real meaningful advantage to companies that don't take care of their own pollution. I think that's the sort of moral hazard that we need to be worried about. And we shouldn't be giving polluters and folks who are paying less attention to their impact a big advantage over their competitors who are more serious about how their activities are affecting their neighbors.
Do these bills have the support of Governor Whitmer's administration?
She hasn't taken an official position on the bills. We're hopeful that the governor will support them directly. But I will say I'm very heartened by some of the actions that the governor has already taken in reorganizing the Department of Environmental Quality into the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Some of the moves that she's made there, specifically around environmental justice, I think are significant moves in the same direction that our bill is trying to pull in.
Have either you or Representative Robbie sought or won support from any of your Republican colleagues at this measure at this point?
We've certainly sought it. We haven't earned any Republican co-sponsors, as far as I know. Certainly not on the Senate bill, we didn't get any. But it is something that we're continuing to ask our colleagues to get on board with. It's something that we're continuing to talk to our colleagues about. And, you know, you mentioned PFAS earlier. We're finding PFAS all over the state. It's in roughly 10% of the public drinking water systems that the state has tested. And they're finding it all over the state in Rockford and Parchment and Oscoda and Traverse City. These are all areas that are represented by more conservative members. And I've been talking to a lot of my Republican colleagues about, you know, what can we do to make sure that we protect the health of the people in my district, in the 18th district in Washtenaw County, but also that we take the action necessary to protect the people in their districts as well. And those are the same actions. So I'm working with them to try to bring them along.
Introducing the bills, that's just the first step. Have any committee hearings been scheduled on the bills in either the House or the Senate?
No, the bills have just been assigned to committee, and the committee process is really just spinning up as we speak. I think in the Senate we've voted on a handful of bills so far, but the fast and furious action in the committees has not started. We've talked to committee chairs about scheduling a hearing, I know on my end there hasn't been a clear decision about whether a hearing will be granted.
Well, based on the GOP majorities in both chambers, and at least at present a lack of enough bipartisan support, it seems that these bills will have a tough hill to climb. So if they can't become law right now, Senator Irwin, what good do you want to come from the introduction of these measures?
Well, this is a conversation that we need to be having in Michigan, and that's one of the reasons why Representative Robbie and I thought it was so important to put these bills out and to advocate for them, despite the dramatically uphill climb we have when you're taking on major conservative interests like the State Chamber of Commerce and the manufacturers. Those are groups that have a lot of power in the legislature, they have a lot of power in the Republican Party, and they don't like these bills that would require their members to be held accountable for pollution that they leave in the ground. But once again, Representative Robbie and I feel that it's incredibly important that we have this conversation and that we continue to push for taking care of the legislature's key responsibility to protect our natural resources for Michiganders today, but also for those Michiganders who haven't moved here yet or haven't been born yet. This is one of the key things that the Constitution calls on the legislature to pay special attention to. And Representative Robbie and I take that responsibility very, very seriously. And even in the face of stiff opposition, I believe we have an obligation to stand up for what's right and to start trying to move that discussion a little bit closer to the outcome we need.
I know that both you and Representative Robbie hold regular constituent meetings and take input from your community of voters and supporters. What are you hearing on this measure?
You know, I'm hearing a lot of concern from residents about both PFAS and about the Gelman plume and the lack of serious cleanup activity that has been engaged in on that site. So, those are two things that I routinely hear about at coffee hours. Certainly heard about a lot last year during the campaign. And water quality is a top issue here in the state of Michigan. It's something that I'm going to be focusing on throughout my term.
We will have more conversations as we move forward through the legislative session. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for the time.
That is Jeff Irwin, 18th District State Senator from Ann Arbor, discussing the polluter pay bill he introduced last month. This is WEMU's Issues of the Environment, a feature heard each Wednesday. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and it is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.